usually on Christmas Eve, the gospel account of the birth of Jesus that we hear is from the Gospel of Luke. But there is another account of Jesus' birth in the Gospel of Matthew. So since we just heard Luke's version just a couple of days ago, I figured we might want to hear Matthew's version as we gather for worship today. So hear this account of the birth of Jesus according to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. Here ends the reading. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. So friends, it is this promise of Emmanuel, of God with us, that invites us to prayer today. God born in Jesus reveals the promise that God will come to be with us in the flesh. God understands then the greatest joys of our lives as well as the greatest struggles, the greatest sorrows. And so that means that we can bring all of who we are and all that we carry to prayer. We can bring all of who we are to God. So that's what we are going to do today. We are going to weave together scripture, singing, prayer, and silence. Now, I think it was Martin Luther who said, if you sing, you pray twice. So it is right then that we will be kind of weaving together both sung prayer through the hymns as well as spoken prayer as well as times of silence. Now, to prepare for this time of prayer, some of you have already sent prayer requests to me via email or posted on Facebook, so I have those, never fear. And then we also have the prayer lists. Know that the names on the prayer list are going to be included in the time of prayer in the section around hope. That's where all the other names have been. If you have a name that you wrote down but you want it to go in a different place, this is going to be the time to tell me. But we're going to have four different movements in this time of prayer, corresponding to the four themes of Advent: hope, peace, joy, and love. Those are the gifts of Advent, the gifts of this Christmas season as well. So as we prepare ourselves for prayer, I wonder, are there things that you have brought with you that you would want lifted up aloud? Now, those of you who are worshiping at home, you're welcome to write your comments, your prayer requests in the comments on the Facebook Live feed. Know that I can't do two things at once. I can't lead worship and read the Facebook comments at the same time. But do know that other people who are worshiping from home will be able to read those comments and lift those prayers up along with you. So don't hesitate to share your prayer concerns in the comments. Just know that I can't see them, so I won't be able to include them aloud. But those of you who are here in the sanctuary, you get the opportunity. If you have particular prayers that you would want lifted up, Now is the time. So let's start just to check in real quickly. Is there a particular person, situation that you would like included in the section around prayers of hope? Jackson. Great. And do you feel comfortable sharing his first name?
Charlie.
Charlie. Baby Charlie. Great. We will pray for Charlie that he grows up happy and healthy. That is a beautiful hope. Yeah, Jean. Catherine. Okay. Ken. Yep. Okay. Yeah, Tony. Dan and Catherine. Okay. Great. Yeah, Sarah. Bill and Ruth. Mm-hmm. Yes, Marty.
Pat.
Yep. Okay. Yes, Mary. Mary's family, absolutely.
Husband Jim, John Michelle, son Brian, my mother.
Jim, Michelle, Brian, and your mother.
Yes.
Okay. Say your mom's name again.
Iol.
That's a beautiful name.
Yes.
Great. Yeah, Kylie. Papa? Yep. Great. Okay. All right, how about prayers of peace? Are there particular people who need peace in their lives, places that need peace? Of course, know that our country is already included in this time of prayer, in this section. Are there other people, places that you think are in need of peace in this time? Yeah, John. Yes. Yep. I've actually got his in the section around love. Yes. Yes.
Julie.
Yes, Joyce. Yeah. Anne. Okay. Yeah, Kylie. Tyler. Great. Okay. All right. What about joy? Are there joys that you would want to have lifted up in prayer? Things that you are celebrating or that others are celebrating? Yes, Shirley. Oh, that's a joy. A new great grandchild coming. A great grandchild on the way. Great. Other joyful things. Oh, yay. Go ahead, Tony.
Richard,
we celebrate with Richard. 70th birthday, awesome. Okay, Janet. Yes, joy, I bet others share that same joy, right? The joy of grandchildren on Christmas morning. Okay, and did I see your hand too, Joyce? Yes, joy of being with family. Yep. On Christmas. Good. Yeah.
Joy of Roger Campbell celebrating his 103rd birthday.
Oh my gosh. Roger Campbell celebrating his 103rd birthday. On Christmas. That's right. He and Dot Cole used to celebrate their birthdays together, and we lost Dot, but Roger is still going strong. Wow. 103. It's amazing. Oh, yeah, Lisa. Orion and Ophelia. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, Kylie. Aunt Jan, great. Okay. Beautiful. All right, how about prayers of love? Are there people who need to feel God's love in their lives, or just people that you love that you want to be praying for in this section of the prayer? Jean.
Stuart.
Okay. Jackson. Oh, nice. Okay. Okay. Yeah, Kylie. Mimi. We love Mimi, don't we? Yes. Beautiful. Okay. All right, so as we make our way through this time of prayer, we're just going to weave together singing, spoken prayer, and silence. So those of you who are here in the sanctuary, you'll just want to follow along in the bulletin to see which hymn verse is coming up next. You'll notice that for the first three hymns, we sing verse 1. For the fourth hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, we sing verse 4, because that gets us singing about Emmanuel. And so I won't be announcing those hymns throughout. Yukiko will just start playing them. That will lead us out of the time of silence that will follow each section of the prayer. Those of you worshiping at home, there should once again be a link to all the hymns dropping into the comments. And again, just be prepared to sing along as we sing here in the sanctuary. So friends, let us begin with singing our first verse of Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, and then we will begin our time of prayer. Let us pray. Glorious and incarnate God, we give you thanks this day for the opportunity to gather for worship and for the excitement of celebrating the miracle of Jesus' birth. We have come away today into your presence to remember the true meaning of Christmas, to hear the old story and sing the old songs that tell of your Son, born into our lives once again. And as we come away, Holy God, we pause on this in-between Sunday. We pause between the Christmas parties and those of the coming new year. We pause between gift unwrapping and Christmas cleanup, between endings and new beginnings, between the sacred and the ordinary. We pause to soak up the glory of the manger, to take in the gift of Jesus' birth. We pause to remember whose we are and whose we will always be. We pause to pray for your hope, your peace, your joy, and your love to light up our lives and this world. And so we start, O Lord, with our prayers of hope. It is the hope of our faith that allows us to bring you our greatest pain and our deepest longings, and our greatest joys and our biggest dreams. It is the hope of our faith that reminds us you are not done with us or with this world. So may our eyes and ears be open. May our hearts and our whole lives be open to the ways in which you are making everything new. We need this hope, O God, because there is so much in the world that can lead us to despair. There is sickness all around us. So many people have been testing positive for COVID in recent days. So many people had to change their holiday plans. And so there is sadness and disappointment among those who weren't able to gather with their families and their friends as they had hoped. There are healthcare workers who were already exhausted even before this new surge. And then there are our spirits, which were already weary, even before we realized the pandemic is far from over. So we need your hope, O God. We need your hope because we want to believe that goodness and grace and kindness and compassion and healing and wholeness, we want to believe that those things are possible for us and for this world. And so this day, we pray for those who need the promise of your hope and healing to light up their lives. We pray for Mary, Sue J., Trevor, TJ's family, Carol's niece, Danielle, Amy and Josh, Sam, Eric and their children, Grace and Harry, Brett and Alexander, Patty Nadolny as she prepares for her upcoming surgery, Alessandro Ferzocco, who is struggling after his recent surgery, Jimmy and Annie Ferzocco, Ryan Richard, Bonnie and John Canfield and their healthcare providers, Susan Kervin and Severina, Sheila Purdy, Anne Marie B., Donna Noel, Linda Danizewski, J.W., A.J., Irene Craig, Eleanor Pillsbury, Jen Currier, Shirley Gillespie, Richard Mills, Margaret and Eric Erickson, Kathy Warden, Brian, Patrick Crossan, Kim Goldfarb, Craig Winter and his family, Jack Bradley, David, who is recovering from a broken kneecap, Carl Beckett, Daryl, Marge, Irene Jeffrey, Deb Marini and family, Phyllis W., Dan Wallace, Catherine, Ethan, Jack, and Tony, Dan and Catherine, Bill and Ruth, Pat, Mary's family, including Jim, Michelle, Brian, and Iole, Kylie's papa, and we lift up the great hope that Charlie will grow up healthy and happy. And now hear us, O God, as we lift to you in silence our own prayers of hope. And now, O God, we bring you our prayers of peace. When it feels like our lives are too hectic and the world is too chaotic, help us to center ourselves in your peace. It is your peace that surpasses all human understanding, slowing our racing hearts and settling our troubled minds. It is your peace that reminds us of the promises of your kingdom. It is your peace that gives us a vision for the world as you intend it to be. So when there seems to be no end to the conflict and division that are tearing our nation apart, help us stay grounded in your peace. When we fear that prejudice and oppression will never give way to justice and freedom, help us stay grounded in your peace. When the challenges of the world seem overwhelming, when the struggles in our own lives seem impossible, help us to breathe deeply of your spirit and stay grounded in your peace. So with our faith firmly grounded in you, we pray for those who need the promise of your peace to light up their lives. We pray for Julie, Anne, and Tyler. And now hear us, O God, as we lift to you in silence our prayers of peace. And now, O God, we bring you our prayers of joy. We add our voices to those of the angels as we sing of your glory in the highest. And we give thanks for the true joy of the season, joy that comes not in the presents we found under our trees, but in the presence of your light in our lives. Most glorious God, there is much to be thankful for in this Christmas season. We're thankful for the opportunity to gather as your people. We're thankful for your spirit, which binds us together and makes us one. We're thankful for this Christmas season, when people seem to live more openly, give more freely, love more generously, and walk through this world more joyfully. We pray, O God, with thanksgiving for all the ways your joy lights up our lives. And so we celebrate with Shirley, her great-grandchild that will soon be born into this world. We celebrate Richard and his 70th birthday. We celebrate the joy of being with grandchildren on Christmas morning, the joy of being with family on Christmas. We give thanks for the joy of Orion and Ophelia and Aunt Jan. And we celebrate with Roger Campbell his 103rd birthday. And now hear us, O God, as we lift to you in silence our prayers of joy.